planning another business trip soon? When you fly Emirates, you can really make the most of your journey. Emirates offers a luxurious chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to and from the airport. You'll have access to the Emirates Lounge, where you can enjoy a drink, explore an international menu, or even take a shower. And on your flight, you can enjoy all the comforts of Emirates' world-class service. Get more from your business trips with Emirates. Book now on Emirates.com.
Well, if you are in the, what's it, the south to the east, from the windows to the walls, you might see nothing but snow and ice. And by now, you're probably sick of the people you've been stuck in the house with. Mm. See, that right there, that's that.
You said it, not me.
She agreed, but she
didn't. I did not agree. I just simply said,
But hey, if you got your lights and your power and the heat, you were in a good state. And once again, welcome to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It is Michael Weir.
The co-host is sick of being stuck in the house with y'all.
That would be Tatiana. Mm. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Jackson. Hey, all I can say is it is January. It's the end of January. We rolled into February when the ice done made its way to the south. Ms. Parker?
Yes.
Besides being having cabin fever.
Is that what it's called?
It's cabin fever.
Okay.
Sick of being indoors.
Okay.
How you feeling today?
I'm all right.
All right. So everybody, we're going to jump right into it today. So today we're going to talk about, do you run your business like you run your household?
Or should you run your business like you run your household?
So me and Ms. Parker were sitting there discussing, and we had been watching a little television. Been trapped in the house since Friday.
Binge and everything. Like, totally caught up on so many things, including cleaning.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
So she was like, you know, what would it work for people to run their household, run their business like they run a household?
Right.
So our household dynamic is Parker is the financier.
The dictator. Like, really? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's playing. Yeah, that's what she says she is.
I feel as though it's befitting.
Yeah, she be talking a lot of shit. So just think about that. If one person understands the dollars and the cents of the household monies, should they be the person to understand the dollars and the cents of the business monies?
Or it could be, if there is an established hierarchy in the household, should you have an established hierarchy in the business?
So is the established hierarchy in the household, how does that work over here? Explain it to the people.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not saying that's how we run ours.
No. I get that.
I don't know. You know, typically there within any partnership, you know, partnership means at least two, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a hierarchy.
Yeah. And when you're thinking about it, Ms. Parker always used to tell me, I ain't like the way you paid your bills.
Well, it was suck. It just sucked.
I ain't gonna lie. I've come to find out the way I pay my bills as a single man is how most of these Fortune 500 companies pay their bills. They be to the last minute. Oh, we got an invoice. It's 6 months overdue. You be like, really?
And that's fine.
That's how they pay their bills.
But that ain't how you paid yours.
No, I pay mine on time.
And right. So how you gonna sit your ass up here and just say, You paid yours as a single person exactly the way Fortune 500 companies operate?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You paid yours up front in full with no intent to plan for emergency. They wait and hold out 120, 150 days.
They got that money.
180 days to pay. That's not the same. What the hell is wrong with you? The snow and ice.
See, y'all don't understand. That was a setup. I see. Y'all don't realize.
He got called out.
No, listen.
With his
listen.
Bad analogy.
No, listen. Y'all don't,
inaccurate analogy.
If y'all know one thing about me, I be making sure my wife gets her gist input.
Whatever.
And sometimes I be having to stoke the fire.
Whatever.
To get the input out of her that I be need.
Whatever.
Miss Parker, no, she ain't married nobody that was paying their invoices 2 months late.
No, the problem was you was paying everything with no plan, no safety.
Oh.
But does that align to the topic of running your business or running your household? We were talking about hierarchy.
You just sit there and said it. How many businesses run without a safety net? Damn, a lot of them. What we say? A bad month, bad couple of months. What happened? You out of business.
Absolutely.
So guess what? If you run your household, we say the same thing about most households. They'll say, you need a 6 month
reserve. Okay, right.
Exactly. So if they telling you that most households need a 6 month reserve and 99.8% of households don't have a 6 month reserve.
99.9.
Don't you think most businesses is the same way? Do they have a 6 month reserve if times go bad?
Probably small businesses, definitely.
Because we learned in COVID. We learned it all now. Well, we saw some major chains shut down in like weeks.
Yeah.
He was like, wait a minute. They ain't got enough money to survive.
Right.
From February to March. That's when you think about
it. Yeah.
March of 2020, we discussed, you know, this when COVID hit. It's when the world shut down. Last episode, we talked about how the Fed dropped the interest rate to help keep businesses in business. And by the time you turn around, let's say you go March, April, May, by the time the summer hit, late May, early June, it was businesses already saying, are we out?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it could be a couple of nuances and variables there, right? It could be you are already struggling. It could be, no, you hadn't planned for the future. It could be you did not have a safety net. It could be you were looking for an out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Even for, like you said, how business runs compared to like how someone hired. Me and you were CEO and CFO of the house.
Well, I'm CEO and you're like
whatever.
Second in command. C something O. CSO. C something O.
Just know, I know about everything to go on. So that's all that matters in the hierarchy. That's all that matters in the hierarchy.
Can you run a business like that? Should you run a business like that where the hierarchy keeps people or keeps individuals that are directly underneath the hierarchy on a need-to-know basis, you know?
Even like the apparel stuff. Because you ran the household so much, I had to take most of the reins when it came to the apparel stuff, right?
Yeah. Kind
of like a hierarchy. Like, I did the social media stuff.
Right.
I helped make sure if there was an order that needed to be coming out, I'd be like, hey, you got this order. That's working like this.
Right.
And you made sure on the financial end that the bills and everything else got paid.
Right.
So in the hierarchy, it was still, 50-50?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, because if I forgot something, you got my back.
Yeah.
If you forgot something, I got your back.
Yeah.
So when you running a business like that, because remember, it's just two of us.
Right.
Now, the issue is, and maybe not the issue, what happens when, let's say if you're dealing with a hierarchy and you're a quote unquote small business, which is one employee to 499.
499, yes. That's still a small business.
You're still a small business. All right, let's say.
You can employ an additional 498 people, 499 if you include yourself.
Exactly. So now when it comes to that type of hierarchy, somebody got to do some other thing. Let's say you got 200 plus employees. You're going to need a few other hands to help out.
Absolutely. So that's when you have the lead. You're going to need about at least 4 or 5 people to lead these 200, you know?
Exactly. So the household don't get 4 or 5 employees.
Mm-mm.
It's normally 1, 2.
Right.
If grandma and grandpa are really that involved, maybe 3, 4.
Right.
You know, it's just, but I mean, it's just, when you look at it like that, it's almost like, okay, the hierarchy could be somebody at the top, somebody next up under them, or it's dual heads. You know, it could be a dual-headed snake, and then it just trickles down. Because sometimes that's just how it looks, because even when you're divvying up the responsibilities.
Right.
Most time it don't go 50-50.
No, not really.
Sometimes it's 60-40.
Yeah.
Even in the house, it could be 60-40 in the house, 60-40 in the business, 70-30, 80-20. It just all depends because you only know what works for you and your business.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everything runs differently. You know, like some people might be like, well, who called the shots? You know, old school is the man.
I called the shots.
The man called the shots. Me and Ms. Parker called the shots. It's just that simple. It. I mean, listen, at one point in time, I was working and living somewhere else, and she was here with the kids, working and living, and maintaining a whole nother address.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had to be responsible for the address I was in.
Yeah, you did.
She was like, hey, did you pay your cable bill that don't never stay the same?
All right, because it fluctuated.
And I was like,
Checked my heart.
And I said, yeah, I paid the cable bill. She'd be like, why is it that much? I said, shit, I don't know.
What you up there buying?
I'm like, I ain't bought nothing. Hell, I just watch the same ragged-ass table the same. But then that's like how you run your household. Somebody got to pay attention to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And even a business.
Planning another business trip soon? When you fly Emirates, you can really make the most of your journey. Emirates offers a luxurious chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to and from the airport. You'll have access to the Emirates Lounge where you can enjoy a drink, explore an international menu, or even take a shower. And on your flight, you can enjoy all the comforts of Emirates' world-class service. Get more from your business trips with Emirates. Book now on Emirates.com.